I love digging into God's Word. This is probably one of my favorite places to do that in around the house here, is right here on the back porch. I mean, just check out the scenery behind me. If you're a deer hunter, you love this time of year. I love fall. Look at all that color. When you look upon God's creation, you know that that demands a creator. When you think about all the complexities of life, all the intricate details of living things, that's God revealing His light to you. That's your conscience telling you there has to be a creator. I believe it was Adrian Rogers who once said, "Light obeyed increases light." Where do you go to look for answers? You go to God's Word, and He reveals things to you in His Word through His Holy Spirit. So the more you seek out, the more light God reveals to you, the more God reveals to you through His Word. I tell you what I do love too, is how God's Word applies to all aspects of our life, especially if you're a deer hunter. Did you know that deer hunting is practically scriptural? It is. Check it out. In Genesis 27 and 3, this is Isaac talking to his son Esau, and he says, "Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison." Go get me some deer meat. In verse 4, it says, "And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat." Oh man, I love that. I'm going to follow God's Word. In the morning, because in the morning, muzzleload season opens. It's going to be beautiful. Go with me in the morning. I saw a good buck during archery season. I've seen a couple down here in the valley. My son's already harvested a doe. We eat a lot of deer meat, so I'm hoping to see that buck in the morning. Go with me in the morning, because I try to get me some savory meat that I love.
All right, good morning. Gosh, what a morning. Just a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's 41 degrees. I mean, it's the air is crisp. You know, the leaves are turning. It's just been a beautiful day. It's muzzleload season, and I just love this time of year. I mean, absolutely love it. You know what? I love all hunting season, whether it's bow season, muzzleload season, or rifle season. But typically, archery and muzzleload season, I see the most deer where we're at. And so it's still early in the morning. I've only been in the stand about 45 minutes to an hour, but I've had deer all over me, had a doe come in, waited on her to pass, had another doe and a fawn come in, and then I thought, surely I'm going to see that old buck that I saw during archery season that I couldn't get a shot at. And he's really an odd looking dude. He's got a goofy side on one of his sides, and then he's got like a 3 or 4 points on the other side. And so I love those racks. I mean, the odder the better. And I tell you what, just a while ago, about 5 minutes ago, he walked in behind these this doe and this yearling. He came in about 5 minutes later, turned broadsided for me over here about 35 yards, and if I'm not mistaken, I made a good hit. And he's just right up there on the hillside. I think I heard him go down. He didn't run maybe 50, 60 yards. So let's go check it out. I am pumped, and I want to see if he's on the ground over there. Hopefully, it is back straps for supper. All right, so here we are. Hey, check it out. Just what I thought about 60 yards. I thought I heard him go down. It was almost instantaneous. You know, once the shot was fired, 50, 60 yards, he's down. And so just a really unique deer. It is the deer that I saw during archery season. He's got 4 points on one side there, his main frame on the other. He's got a couple kickers on it. So just a really unusual, unique rack. One that you just don't forget. You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm just pumped. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Get up in the stands, see 3 or 4 deer within the first hour, and this bad boy comes walking in. So I'm going to get him checked in. Start whittling on him and hopefully talk Yolanda into frying up some deer steak tonight for supper. So, hey, I am pumped and ready to get back in the woods after I get this dude taken care of, because we usually eat about 6 or 7 deer a year. This is just one of two that we've already harvested. And so we've got plenty of deer. So hopefully we'll harvest about 3 or 4 more and have plenty of meat for this coming year. So, all right. I am pumped.